This video was made possible by Squarespace. Start building your website for free at squarespace.com/RLL, and then when you're ready to launch, use the code RLL to get 10% off at checkout. Life on Earth can be a dangerous one. Some things are poisonous, other things have sharp teeth, and more things can kill you without you even noticing. In theory, anything could kill you, really. It just depends on how much or how little of it gets inside of you. In this video, I'll be comparing the most dangerous materials and substances known to mankind, with a lethal dose being administered to an average human weighing 62 kilograms. If you weigh less than that, these doses will all be smaller for you, and if you weigh more, then the doses will be greater. So considering the weight of the average human, we're going to start off with regular water. In order to die from a lethal dose of water, you would need to drink 5.6 kilograms or 1.5 gallons in a rapid amount of time. Other common household items you need to consume a ridiculous amount of to die from include table sugar, which you would need to slam down 1.8 kilos worth of to die from. But if you're feeling salty, you need to consume a whole kilogram of MSG to die that way. Death by vitamin C requires you consuming 738 grams, and death by alcohol means you need to consume 438 grams of pure ethanol, which is roughly 25 shots worth of 80 proof vodka. If you prefer smoking, then you should know that it takes 79 grams of pure THC to create a lethal response inside of the body. Since cannabis leaves only have a small amount of THC inside of them, you would need to smoke an outrageous amount of weed to die from an overdose. Approximately 680 kilograms, or half the weight of a Toyota Corolla, in 15 minutes. Drugs like ibuprofen can be lethal at around 40 grams, which is about the same weight as an adult mouse, while chemicals like hydrochloric acid approach lethal levels at about 15 grams. In a concentrated, pure form, caffeine can kill you in as little as 12 grams. But that shouldn't make you worry about drinking caffeinated drinks, because you would need to consume 116 cans of Red Bull or 60 cups of Americano coffee to induce a lethal reaction that way. Drugs like MDMA or ecstasy aren't much worse, with a lethal dose being around 11 grams worth. Eating a block of uranium about the same size as a 1 euro coin would probably be enough to kill, while consuming a US quarter weight worth of cocaine would also do the trick. Thiopental sodium, the ingredient used in most lethal injections, can induce a fatal reaction in as little as 4 grams, while methamphetamine can do the same in just 3.5 grams. But mercury is even worse, an extremely toxic metal used in applications like thermometers that can kill you with as little as a US penny-sized amount. But after this point is where we arrive at the most lethal hard recreational drugs, heroin and LSD, both of which can kill you in as little as 1 gram, or about the same weight as 2 raisins. In its pure form, nicotine can also be lethal in doses as small as 403 milligrams. But since tobacco leaves have so little, your only risk of dying from smoking cigarettes is the long-term health effects associated with them, like cancer. The most venomous scorpion in the world is the appropriately named Deathstalker scorpion, and its venom can kill you in a dosage as small as 267 milligrams, which is only slightly less dangerous than hydrogen cyanide, which can kill you in as little as 229 milligrams, or about the same as a 1-carat diamond. But nothing that we've covered so far is as dangerous as what's about to come next. Pufferfish are infamously poisonous and can be fatal to eat, since they contain the toxin called tetrodotoxin, and ingesting an amount as small as only 21 milligrams could be enough to kill you. This is almost as toxic as plutonium, which, if it's not being used in a nuclear bomb to kill you, a small sample size of 20 milligrams would also leave you just as dead. If eating mushrooms freaks you out, there's a pretty good reason for that, because eating just half of a so-called death cap mushroom would be very, very fatal. This is because they contain amatoxin, 19 milligrams of which will kill you if ingested, but there's still a lot worse to come. Sarin, an odorless and colorless liquid, is so dangerous that it's classified as a weapon of mass destruction under international law, often used in chemical weapons. A lethal dose amounts to just 11 milligrams, or about the size of a grain of sand. Inhaling a lethal amount can kill you in just 1 to 10 minutes, and even if you survive, permanent nerve damage is almost a guarantee. But weirdly, there's still creatures out there that produce more potent poison than a weapon of mass destruction, like the Brazilian wandering spider, whose venom can kill you in amounts as small as 8 milligrams, or the inland Taipan snake found in Australia, whose venom can kill you in a dose as small as 2 milligrams, or the weight of a mosquito. The extremely powerful toxin ricin, produced in the seeds of the castor oil plant, can kill you if you inhale even 1 milligram, which has made it popular for assassination attempts and biological warfare around the world. But latrotoxin, the venom produced by the black widow spider, will kill you even quicker in amounts as small as just 267 micrograms. The strongest poison any known creature makes on its own is batrachotoxin, found in the so-called poison dart frog. 124 micrograms is all it takes to kill you, about the same weight as 2 human eyelashes. But there are at least 2 substances that are even worse. One is called polonium-210, so dangerous that if you inhale just 620 nanograms, about the same as 2 to 3 grains of pollen, you would die an agonizing death. It is 250,000 times more toxic than hydrogen cyanide, and was used to assassinate Russian dissident Alexander Litvinenko back in 2006. But by far the most lethal toxin known to mankind is botulinum toxin, which is commercially sold as Botox. 62 nanograms is all it takes to make you dead, about the same weight as 62 of your body's cells. It's 2.5 million times more toxic than hydrogen cyanide, but only very tiny fractions of that lethal dose are used in commercial Botox. Doctors and medical professionals that administer Botox have websites that can explain much more about this than I can in a short video. But if you're looking to create your own website to help explain what kind of business you do, there's no better place to go to next than Squarespace. Regardless of what it is you do, whether it's podcasting, art, blogging, or you're looking to create your own YouTube channel, you need a way for people to find you online. Squarespace can seriously help individuals and small businesses like you and me make something that was previously only available to huge corporations, an amazing, beautifully designed, and professional-looking website. With their intuitive and easy-to-use website builder, beautiful design templates, reliable 24/7 customer support, and reasonable prices, Squarespace is the best place to build your online presence and create a lasting first impression when people search for and discover you. And best of all, you can try out Squarespace for free right now by going to squarespace.com/RLL, and then when you're ready to launch, you can get 10% off by using the code RLL at checkout.